All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with more of the darkness, as I promised, so let's go ahead and get started. Garth Ennis, of course, on the story, Mark Silvestri pencils. Jackie, are you okay? Where... You're lying in the trash out the back of Casers. Must have been... Try that all over again. That's not what I wanted to do. You're lying in the trash out in the back of Casers. Must have been some night. I don't remember anything. How I got here or... I only just arrived myself. Come on inside and I'll get you a coffee or something. Jenny, you're the queen. Just stay downwind of me, will you? I thought you never drank anyway. I don't. It's not like a hangover. I keep thinking of darkness. That would have been when you passed out. Huh? Excuse me. Oh, well, that explains it. Hold still a second. Huh? Oh, hold on, man. I'm wondering if... Okay, sometimes the panels are hard to read. So let me go ahead and... Alright. No, I mean the word darkness. Like, someone said it to me over and over again. I got a call. Something about Uncle Frankie. And this is gonna sound weird, but I got the strangest feeling I went to New Jersey last night. Oh well, that explains it. Hold still a second. Huh? Oh, you're a class act, Jackie. Drink your coffee and then go get some sleep, okay? Yeah. Holy God! Underworld. Jackie? Okay. Report. Nothing. Nothing? It's as you expected, my lord. The apartment looked like a war zone. All four of our men, 6 Angelus warriors and what appeared to have been an hired assassin spread all over the place. Jackie Estacado is now the darkness, which is just what we wanted, except that now we have no way of bringing him in. There's no saying he won't resist if we try to force him here. We'll just have to hope he makes his own way to us, and that the Angelus doesn't get to him first. Keep the lines out. Watch his home. I'll stay here at the looking pool. The next time Estacado uses his powers, I can get a fix on him. Yes, Lord Sonatine. No survivors at all from the team we sent in? I'm afraid not. You know what Angelus weapons are like, my lord. They were almost completely eviscerated. They weren't fast enough. If they got Estacado out if they got Estacado out of there sooner, they'd still be alive. 4 good and loyal men dead, my lord. Most regrettable. It certainly is. Particularly as I'd like to have killed the worthless, incompetent bastards myself. Get to work. How bad is it? Very. Happened just after midnight. They nailed him from 2 blocks down the street with a scope rifle. He took 1 in the chest, Jackie. Doc told me it clipped his ticker. Gonna be touch and go for the next 48 hours. You get the shooter? Nope. Bastards got away. We were all too busy with the dawn, I guess. Hey, you hear one bit of good news, Marciani?
I heard.
Yeah, nobody knows who did it, but apparently they found the old bastard ripped to pieces on the commode. His nephew's already talking peace. End of war. I just hope Uncle Frankie's around to see it. Vinny, listen, I got something I need to take care of. Is Butcher Joyce busy right now?
Not that I know of.
I got a bunch of stiffs in my apartment. Someone tried to hit me last night, too. There's about a dozen of them, and I need them to disappear. Like, really disappear, you know. Sure, I'll get old Butcher to do a Houdini, no problem. Okay, because, well, just so he knows what to expect, some of them are kind of unusual.
Unusual?
Yeah, they've got, you know, like they've got wings.
Wings?
Yep. Jackie, you okay? Because, I mean, well, if you're into anything weird or whatever, that's cool, but I wouldn't want anything happen to you, you know? it ain't gonna help Don Frankie's recovery too much if his number one hitter gets busted for some kind of perverted deviancy. I'm fine, Vinny. Go call Butcher, okay? Yeah, I'm fine, Vinny. Except the one guy in this goddamn world I actually care about is lying in there with a hole in his chest. And it was me that killed Tommy Marchiani, but I did it in a way I can't even begin to describe. And it looks like I'm stuck with this power called the darkness whether I want it or not. And I have absolutely no idea what to do about it. You're the one. Have to go to liberty. Liberty, 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 liberty. The warriors failed. The darkness has risen again. But perhaps it was too much to hope for, destroying the darkness in one fell swoop. Better to kill that estacado wretch before he breathes and neutralize it that way. Will that work? Oh, yes. If he cannot, pass the power on. It will die with him. Now he's too strong for the warriors, and I don't want to risk losing you to him. I am not afraid, my Lady Angelus. I know that, but there are more effective ways than simple violence. Only liberty I know. Wenders, get a team together! He's coming! He's coming here? So much for that idea. Jesus! Yeah! We have him, my lord. That little jolt you just gave him did the trick. It won't last long. Bring him below, quickly. It is way past the time that Jackie Estacado learned about his birthright. Wake! Huh? What the hell? Who? Where am I? You are 100 feet below the Statue of Liberty. And at the most important part of your life. You are the inheritor of the darkness, and therefore of power beyond your wildest imagining. You are going to change the world, Jackie Estacado. You are going to rip it to pieces and rebuild it in the image desired by the Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to slow down for a second? What brotherhood? Us. Us? You and me? What the hell kind of brotherhood is? No, Estacado. Us. My name is Sonatine. This is the Brotherhood of Darkness. Welcome. Welcome, hell. You better start giving me some answers or I'll kick your ass so hard you'll be peeling it off the entire state. You are lucky we brought you here. Without your guidance, the gift you now possess would be wasted on you. Your bloodline is an ancient one, Estacado. A long time ago, an ancestor of yours became the first mortal man to wield the darkness. There are powers on this earth that have been with us forever. No one knows if they come from other worlds or perhaps were handed down by gods. But each requires a human wielder, that their might be exploited. The Witchblade is a warrior's weapon. The cursed Angelus is an agent of tyrannical law and order. But greatest of all is the almighty darkness, a glorious entity of chaos and wild abandon. Its wielders are blessed with the power of creation and can form whatever shapes and entities they choose. As you have already discovered, I believe, much to the detriment of Thomas Marchiani. Been watching me, huh? So what's your angle on all this? Our brotherhood was formed 5 centuries ago, when one of your forefathers sailed to the Americas from the Old World. Previous wielders of the darkness had squandered their power on petty pleasures, but Miguel Estacado was a man of vision. He dreamed of a world at his command, a world where he and the brotherhood of followers he founded would be treated like gods. But Miguel Estacado could only dream. For half a millennium, our brotherhood has tried to build the paradise he sought. We've been thwarted again and again. The Angelus grows ever stronger. Several times the wielders of the darkness have been unsuitable or died before we could prepare them. But now we have you, Estacado. With you, we will not fail. We will train you and guide you. And you will give us the world your ancestor dreamed of. Oh, excuse me. We got a whole nother piece here. Kings and princes would bow down to him. Countries, continents would offer up their riches. He would conquer the hated Angelus, bind the Witchblade to his service, rule the world. And of course they said, but Miguel Estacado could only dream. For half a millennium, our brotherhood has tried to build the paradise he sought. We've been thwarted again and again. The Angelus grows ever stronger. Several times the wielders of the darkness have been unsuitable or died before we could prepare them. But now we have you, Estacado. With you, we will not fail. We will train you and guide you. And you will give us the world your ancestor dreamed of. The hell I will. I've got no time at all for a bunch of goofs living under the goddamn Statue of Liberty and wanting to change the world. Anything I do with this darkness is going to be for me and me alone. You got that? Don't be foolish, Estacado. You know very little about the power that you possessed. You need us to teach you. I think I can work it out for myself. I'm walking out of your hole, Sonatine. Be smart, stay healthy, and don't try to stop me. Idiot, take him. Your funeral? Looking for this? But you don't need a gun, Jackie. Just like before, Jackie. All you gotta do, Jackie, is let the darkness out. No! Ay! Yeah! No! He's coming for us! Stand your ground, you worm! See sense, Estacado. I know enough of magic to protect myself. You have to work with us, boy. We have waited all your life for you to come of age and manifest the darkness. Your destiny lies with us. Bull! There's only one man involved in my destiny. Me. Same as it's always been. Nobody tells me what to do. If I ever hear from you or your idiots again, Sonatine, I'll come back and kill you all. We can't just let him go, Lord. We have no choice. We can't control him. If we had pressed the point, we could have realized he could overwhelm my magic with ease. And then the rest of you would all be butchered. Have him followed. I will wait for him to calm a little, and then try again to make him see reason. He needs us, Wenders. He thinks he holds power without limit. He is not far from the truth, but even the darkness has its weakness and its price. If he acts rashly, either one of them could prove to be his downfall. That's more like the Jackie Estacado I know. Yeah, all is well again. And I got a feeling things are gonna keep getting better. Oh? Yeah, I think the Estacado fortunes are about to hit some pretty spectacular heights, you know? You always were lucky, Jackie. Yeah, but this is different. This is a shot at something really special. But look at this, you're right. Huh? Oh, I always was lucky. Hi, you a model? Hey, yeah, how did you know? Just a guess. You ever think about acting, maybe? Yeah, I'd love to be an actress. How could you know that about me? It's like this gift I got, you know? I can look at a person and kind of instantly tell a lot about them. So listen. He's been there 20 minutes, Lord Sonatine. It's very public. Good. He's less likely to overreact if there are plenty of witnesses. We'll see if he's more amenable now. I'm 5 blocks away. Be sure he doesn't leave. Yes, my lord. So we could probably get you a part on this show. Just a small role, but it's a start. Yeah. Would I get to kiss Matt LeBlanc? Only if the audition goes okay. Otherwise, it's David Schwimmer. Anyway, by complete coincidence, my apartment's just a short cab ride. Hehehe, I'll just go get my coat. Well, where is he? He usually sits at the bar, Lord. Really? Where is Jackie Estacado? And hey, I have this great view of the park. I can't wait to see it. What do you mean, gone? He met someone and left. What's it to you anyway? Who are you? Met someone? You mean a woman? No, I mean Chewbacca the Wookiee. It's none of your business who he... Oh my God! He's gone home with a woman! He's a dead man! He's gonna wreck everything! My lord? We have to find him, Wenders! We have to stop him! We have to stop him from having sex! To be continued. Wow. Okay. And number three. Love this cover art here. Get your hands off me! Get off! Quiet, wench. Wench? What do you mean, wench? What century are you living in, bozo? And tell them to let me go. Take her away. The photograph first. And have a team meet us at Estacado's. You okay, Jenny? Who is this creep? Huh? Listen. Your mother was a prostitute. Your father was her pimp. Start believing now. No! Right. Get on with it. What did you do to him? Rewrote his memory. Tremendous fun. Smile. Ah! Look, for God's sake, what is this? Who are you? What do you want with Jackie? To save his life. If he beds the woman he went home with, he will die within the hour. Take her. Mommy! Almost an angel. Bing! We're here. Hurry up. I want you. You hear that? What? In the bathroom, like a noise. Nope. Come here. No, just give me a second on this, okay? I gotta see. No! It's okay, it's okay. I'm gonna be right back. You just hold on and just 1 second, okay? Aye, Jackie! Butcher Joyce? What's up? Nothing. I'll be right out. Slam. He is to be isolated from the woman immediately. Shoot her if you have to. I don't care. Go. My Lord Sonatine, we are so terribly exposed. Someone could see you. You should be back below Liberty directing this affair. Expose nothing. If Estacado dies tonight, it's another 21 years spent creeping around in that cave and waiting for a new world I'll be too old to appreciate. And don't ever tell me what I should be doing, you rancid little turd. Ah! Hey, where the hell do you think you're... You, listen. On your nights off, you dress as a woman and fight crime. Your children just found out. Start believing now. My lord? I take my pleasures where I find them, Wenders. Ah! 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 Butcher, what the hell are you doing here? You sent for me, Jackie, don't you remember? Vinny Palmieri... let's try that one again. Vinny Palmieri called me, said you had some stiffs needed taken care of. I said, fine. I picked up the keys. I came right over. God damn it, I clean forgot. I gotta tell you, Jackie, there's some strange freaking people you've been wasting. Or excuse me, he said, these are some strange freaking people you've been wasting. I mean... I know this is a weird kind of world we live in, all these super guys and stuff, but I never thought I'd have to clean up anything like this. Still, little acid does them all, huh? Dissolve them, scoop them up in the sludge, flush them down the john, they all go the same way in the end. Of course, some of them need a little persuading. Will you keep it down for crying out loud? I got a girl out there. A girl? Jackie, what the hell are you doing bringing a girl up here? Oh, well, I figured maybe we'd play a couple of games of Scrabble and then I'd drive her home like a gentleman should. What'd you think I was doing, freak show? Jeez, Jackie, don't take her in the bedroom. I ain't started redecorating yet. It still looks like about a dozen guys exploded in there. Jesus Christ. Okay, look, you gotta keep quiet in here, alright? Just do your dissolving and whatever, okay? You got it, Jackie. You won't hear a thing. Oh, Jackie, before you go, I was sorry to hear about Don Frankie, you know. I hope he gets well real soon. Thanks, Butcher. Now, yeah, them Eastwood brothers are animals. What? The Eastwoods, you know, that shot the Don? But Vinny said it was a guy with a scope rifle. The Eastwoods are close-range specialists. Don Marchiani sent the Eastwood brothers. Tell the fat bastard I said hello. But now that you mention it... How did you hear they got the contract? Word on the street, Jackie. You know those two, they ain't very discreet. I don't know where Vinny heard this thing about scope rifles, but... Butcher, Vinny was there when Uncle Frankie got shot. Yeah? Hell, maybe I got it wrong or something. Wouldn't be the first time. Enjoy the rest of your evening, okay? Sorry about that. The pipes in this building are terrible. I don't care. Okay, listen. The bedroom's kind of a mess right now. I don't care. Thank you, God. Estacado! What now? Stand away from the woman! Now! You are so dead, I don't know why you bothered being born. Estacado, I'm here to save your life. What? Listen to me. Your power is passed on at the moment of conception. It travels to the egg with the sperm, and as life begins for the new champion of darkness, it ends for the old. Your father died the instant he impregnated your mother. If you had gone this much further with this female, you would have died. Yeah, right. Ugh. For God's sake, why would I lie? What possible advantage is there in stopping you having sex? Point. Whoa! Jackie, I heard screaming. You need any help out here? I'll just leave it to you then. Slam! Where were we? It's as I told you. You cannot risk fathering a child. You will die, and once again the darkness will lie dormant, locked in a useless mortal's body until they come of age at 21. If you had stayed and listened earlier today instead of storming out, I could have told you this. I don't know about this. These guys are insane, Jackie. Send them away, and let's get on with it. Taking all this in pretty goddamn quickly, aren't you? Maybe I've only got one thing on my mind, Jackie. You know... I never thought the day would come when I would say this. But all of a sudden, I'm just not in the mood. Get her out of here! Now! Okay, you're saying I can't get anyone pregnant or I'll die, right? That isn't a problem. No? No, I'm already careful. All I've got to do now is be a little more careful. And you know a form of contraception that is 100% effective? No! Was that a staccato? Yep, sounded like the howl of a soul in torment, huh? I have failed you, my lady. You have. There is only one way left for you now. Only one? My lady, I do not want to end this way. I have enjoyed living these brief few hours walking as the mortals do. Is there no other way? Who the hell is she talking to? Do not anger the Angelus by forgetting your place, creation. Do as you are bid. As you wish. Listen, honey, I don't know if you're tripping or what, but here's the deal. You forget everything you saw tonight and you walk out of here a very rich little girl, okay? Sound good? Ah! No. No. No, this can't be happening to me. For God's sake, Estacado, try and calm down. Calm down. Don't you realize what this means? I can't have sex or I'll die? Me, Jackie Estacado? I can't have sex? You are the champion of the darkness, Estacado. You're going to find there's a lot more to life than fornication. Oh yeah? Maybe on your home planet, but... Oh, get a grip on yourself. Yes, I can see a lot of that in my future. Oh please, let it be a dream. The darkness, the goddamn stupid darkness. I never asked for it. I never wanted it. You seemed keen enough when you were using it to murder Thomas Marchiani and several of my followers, come to think of it. That was before I knew about the lousy celibacy clause. Please just let the ground open up and swallow me right now. The elevator's back. I'll check on the men.
Ding!
Well, did you get rid of her?
Lord Sonatine! Angelus warrior, here! Kill it, Estacado! It's here for you! It's welcome to cut my goddamn head off if that's what it wants. Life without women just isn't worth living. No, you can still do it. Estacado, you don't have to give up sex. The magic words. Now then. No! Jackie, please. I was going to make it so nice for you. Don't hurt me. Give me a break. Bravo. Bravo, my ass. Let's hear it. As I told you, women are off limits to you. They're effectively a death sentence. Mortal women, that is. You could create as many women from the darkness as you desire. I could? The ancient lords of darkness knew this secret. They had fabulous otherworldly courtesans according to their lusts. Fantasy creatures whose touch brought pleasures indescribable. Come with me, Jackie Estacado. Become the Lord of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Lead us to our promised land, and I will teach you how these women can be yours. I already told you, I don't want any part of your Brotherhood of Goofballs, you little maggot. Tell me what I want to know anyway, and maybe I won't cut you open from crotch to throat. How about if the men holding this woman don't hear from me every hour on the hour? Well, do I even have to complete the sentence? Jenny. Good. Wenders, tell the driver we're going on a long trip. Isn't she dead yet? Almost. Her eyes are gone, but we still hear what she hears. It's enough. I think I know what Sonatine is planning. Follow them that I may watch their progress. Me, my lady? You will be quite safe. You know I would not risk you, my sweet. I will come with the warriors when the time is right. Sonatine is playing right into my hands. The Angelus is as cunning as ever. That warrior you destroyed back there, it was sent to seduce you. It would have gotten pregnant, you would have gotten dead. I could have knocked it up, even if it wasn't mortal. It would have been made mortal for the purpose. The Angelus has no qualms about spending her servants' lives. So I could create a real woman, a living, breathing one, not just a construct? You could if you had a century or two in which to study the minutiae of human anatomy. The Angelus has all the time she wants. She passes her power on when she decides, not at conception, as with the darkness. The current Angelus is 990 years old. Sounds like the opposition holds all the cards, Sonatine. Both powers have their ups and downs. We're here. And where the hell is it? Here? Here is where I have you at my mercy. The darkness doesn't work in daylight. Try it if you don't believe me. What the hell? Now, take a look around you on this glorious midwinter morning. See if you can find even a shadow to hide in. And then, tell me who's boss. My lady, I see, my sweet. I am coming. I am going to teach you things you need to know, Estacado. When you understand everything about your power, then you will be ready. Ready to do my bidding. And why should I even listen to word one, exactly? Because we have the woman. I don't know why, but you, with your cold heart and your almost total selfishness, you care about her. And also, of course, because you are currently so utterly vulnerable. Indeed he is, Sonatine. And for that, you have my eternal gratitude. Angelus! And I can't do jack about it. Nice going, Sonatine. You've killed us all. To be continued. Ooh. Okay, so we'll have number 3 for you in July. I'm out. See you next time, guys.